Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. One of the best things you can do to improve your health is get at least 7 hours of quality sleep every single night. I know, it's hard to get that much sleep. Your mind keeps you awake, you're thinking about things, you get uncomfortable, you wake up early, and you just can't fall asleep again. There are hundreds of reasons why you can't get 7 hours of quality sleep every single night, and I've probably at least told you 100. But hey, listen, it's super important because your body heals itself when you sleep. And if you're not getting enough quality sleep, you're increasing your risk of disease and making it harder to lose weight. Yes. Wait, would you like to know an easy way to get more quality sleep every night? Make sure you're getting enough magnesium. Believe it or not, around 75% of people don't have enough of it, which helps explain why so many people have sleep problems. Unfortunately, most magnesium supplements are not full spectrum, so they won't fix your magnesium deficiency or help you sleep better. There are actually 7 unique forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, sleep-enhancing effects. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed, and you will be amazed by how much better you sleep and how much more rested you feel when you wake up. For an exclusive offer for my listeners of the Health Fix Podcast, you guys want to go over to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix. And you can save up to 42%. Yes, that's right. 42% savings on Magnesium Breakthrough when you go to www.magbreakthrough.com/healthfix. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Greg, the Hydrogen Man, and we're going to be talking all about the benefits of hydrogen, from hydrogen water to hydrogen gas, and the difference between hydrogen water and gas and the Brown's gas machine. Plus, we're also going to be talking all about the benefits of hydrogen that's been researched in Japan, like extensively, to really kind of work on a lot of different chronic health conditions. And of course, Greg is going to tell his story about how he came to finding hydrogen as being the solution for him to get him back from chronic fatigue and chronic illness and be completely thriving. And of course, he is the spokesperson for hydrogen and all of its research, but also he works for Holy Hydrogen Company, which we're going to be talking about their products, and he reps for them. This is his gig, but the point I want to make across here is that he is wanting to talk about Holy Hydrogen because he is so impressed with their product and how it has helped his health, and he wants to share this with other folks, especially because of how beneficial hydrogen has been for him, but not only him, what he's found in his research with Japan. This guy knows more about hydrogen than anyone that I've ever talked to. So let's jump into the podcast and learn about hydrogen and how it can benefit our health. Hey there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of the Health Fix. I have Greg the Hydrogen Man on, and let me tell you, in the 5 minutes I've talked to him, he knows more about hydrogen than anybody else in the universe. And we're going to learn a lot today about how hydrogen can benefit your health. And probably you've heard some rumors about different pills out there and different things, but not sure which direction to go. By the end of today's podcast, you are going to know a lot more about hydrogen and what you want to do with it should you decide that it is your choice for your treatment and your therapies or just as a lifestyle. So Greg, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So of course, the first thing we have to talk about with hydrogen, because a lot of people are like, okay, so I remember that maybe there's some hydrogen in water. That's about as far as it gets from my basic, you know, high school chemistry. Why do we care about hydrogen for helping us with our health?
Well, I would say all the evidence that, you know, one of the things that I do when I develop my protocols, I tend to look at data. So I look at data, and I get actual scientific evidence, and then I create my protocols based on information. And when I first started reading the data on hydrogen, I actually thought it was too good to be true. I literally hoax. I thought somebody is pulling a fast one on someone. And I read the data for about 4 years before I even considered trying it. And of course, I was really sick and I was pretty desperate when I was looking into it. And so I kept thinking first that hydrogen was all the same. And that was actually one of my biggest mistakes at the beginning because I tried many devices and I started realizing with time that there's many different ways to make hydrogen. And depending on how you make it, it can have potentially detrimental effects. In fact, before I go on, I do want to say I'm not giving any medical advice and I'm not making any medical claims. You know, I want people to understand this because basically how you make hydrogen really does matter. You can make it through chemical reactions. You can do it by simply electrolyzing water. You can even do it by adding lye or sodium hydroxide to water. But a lot of these methods, in my opinion, are actually not safe. And I didn't learn that till later. And I even harmed myself, actually,
Wow.
with some devices. And so, yeah, it was a long road. It's been years because I had to dive into things that were not my specialty and learn about things that I didn't really want to learn about. You know, like metal technology. I didn't want to learn about metal technology. That was not what I wanted to learn about. But in the world of hydrogen, it's a huge part of hydrogen is metal, the type of technology. I mean, if you want to understand even metals in general, look at swords that are made throughout the ages. You know, who made the best sword, like, you know, bar none. The Japanese made the samurai swords, and I mean, nothing competes with those things. And it had a lot to do with the metal. It all starts with the metal. And then, of course, how it's crafted. And that's what I've been learning a lot about hydrogen is the quality, the technology being used, and how it's literally crafted is so important to getting proper results and then not harming yourself.
Wow. So, of course, folks now have heard you say you were sick. You used hydrogen to help yourself heal. Now, of course, folks are like, what was going on? What kind of things were
Oh man.
happening?
You know, I'll try to talk about it without crying here because I hate to admit it, but I'm definitely scarred. I'm scarred mentally. I'm scarred emotionally from what I went through because it was just so brutal. I couldn't walk. So if you can imagine not being able to walk, you clearly can't go to a grocery store. You can't make meals. You can't work. You can't do anything. Literally, just to go to the bathroom was an extremely difficult chore. And I was in so much pain, I literally couldn't even lift up a remote control and change the channel vision. I would have to prop it up and do one of these things because my joints hurt so bad. And I was under extreme pain, and even the craziest of drugs, like you know, like the painkillers, whether it was morphine or the opioids, they literally didn't even make a dent with the kind of pain that I was having, and they would kind of make me feel sick too, so it wasn't really helping.
Wow.
And of course, when you're in bed, you begin to atrophy, your muscles begin to wither away, and it was just a nightmare. It was an utter nightmare. I felt like I was 120 years old. And I couldn't move, and it was messing with me, you know, in my mind. When you're in that much pain, it's very difficult to be positive and be patient. And then you know, I burned through all my savings, and it was just a very low point in my life.
Wow. So you took that time and you did some research, clearly. And now you're helping folks to really, you know, you're kind of educating, you know, more or less, and helping folks to understand why hydrogen is an option for folks when they're severely ill. Now, a lot of folks talk about free radicals and oxidative stress and antioxidants, but I don't think anyone truly really understands what that means. Will you share for folks what that means and how hydrogen can help?
Well, all right. So, in my opinion, the way to simplify it the most, all of life in general, and this includes what's going on in the body, has to do with positive and negative, or what we call life and death. Even if you look at electricity, you know, the anode, the cathode, you know, and in the body, you literally have a lot of things going on. But in the end, if you try to simplify, we're talking just oxidation and antioxidation. That's the way that everything seems to work, positive and negative. Like magnets, you know, the positive and negative polarities. And what happens is that when you begin to have an overwhelming amount of free radical damage, oxidative stress, even what they call ROS, you know, reactive oxygen species, all these things are actually a form of oxygen. Just think of the name, oxidative stress. Oxygen oxidizes, you know. And so when you have too much of this, clearly you begin to start having like inflammation. A lot of things, like even the signaling within cells, seems to not be functioning quite right. everything begins to almost get confused in the body and it's not running the way that it should. Even when you have oxidative stress in like the mitochondria, they begin to not function at 100% and things are just not running properly. And what was interesting about hydrogen is at first when they were doing the studies in Japan, they saw that it had a positive effect on so many diseases. I remember seeing a list. I almost wish I had it for you. There was a massive list of all these medical conditions. And right next to each condition, they would have the pharmaceutical medicine that you would take for that condition. And then, of course, there would be a few medicines and then more medicines for the side effects. And the list of medicines was off the charts. You couldn't even see it. And the list of diseases were like this. And then they showed hydrogen and it had a positive effect on all the diseases. And even the scientists in Japan themselves thought, how could one thing be able to affect all these diseases when we need all these medicines? Like, how is this possible? Millions of dollars later and lots of effort, they discovered one thing that is responsible pretty much for almost all disease. It's like 97% of all disease, and that's oxidative stress or the free radical damage. If you have too much oxidative stress in the liver, then it's going to be some type of liver disease. If you have too much oxidative stress in the kidneys, kidney disease, and so on and so forth. Hydrogen is a gas. It's a lot like oxygen. Hydrogen's a gas. Now, we are talking about a specific hydrogen. There's more than one type of hydrogen, and we're talking about molecular hydrogen. It goes in the body and seems to almost have an affinity to the oxygen, to the free radical, like the oxidative stress, basically. And it seems to neutralize it when it's almost like gravity. And then it neutralizes it and allows, for example, the mitochondria to start functioning properly. It actually seems to function as a cell signaling molecule also. I've seen it help. It even appears to work like insulin. It helps regulate blood glucose. It does so many things that even in the world of science, they still don't understand the full mechanism, because you literally see it do one thing for one person and something different for somebody else. And they've called it a selective antioxidant. So they created this name that it's selective in nature. It's not like vitamin C that's just indiscriminate. It just goes in there and just antioxidizes whatever. And so its selectivity is what really caught my eye, because when I was reading about it, it literally almost looked, it's kind of weird to say this, but it almost seemed like a guardian angel was hovering over you and saying, okay, we'll do this, but we won't do this. We'll do this. Oh, you're different. We're going to do this. Something's going on differently in your body. And it was like a miracle. And I thought, this can't be true. Right. And then when I started learning about antioxidants, this is a really big important thing for most people that they don't understand. And antioxidants come in different sizes. So let's say the molecule of CoQ10 is this big and you got vitamin E and vitamin C and glutathione. They're all different sizes. Hydrogen is super tiny, much smaller than any antioxidant I've ever seen. This is important because the fact that it's so tiny allows it to get into every nick and cranny in your body, to the core of the mitochondria, to your bone marrow. It can go to your brain because it's clean, it's safe, goes right past the blood-brain barrier. There's nothing it cannot penetrate. In fact, it's so amazing. You'll go right through glass. You'll go right through walls. It'll go right through tissue. It's like a miracle. It'll go through anything. It's so unbelievable, you know, what hydrogen can do. So I don't know if that answers your question, but yeah, that's part of the miracle of hydrogen.
Well, it definitely helps, because I think for a lot of people, well, one thing that you mentioned is that I find fascinating is that it kind of chooses where it's going to go. And, you know, we all tend to have that hot spot, right? And sometimes we'll think one thing's the hot spot, but it's actually something else, which makes me wonder if hydrogen would go towards the main hot spot. And then eventually the rest of the symptoms might end up clearing up, things of that nature. I often will think about this in the case of the thyroid and the adrenal glands and that whole connection, where it seems that, is it the thyroid? Is it the adrenal glands? Is it both? Which one set it off? Oh, wait, maybe it's the gut, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of situation. I'm guessing that you've probably seen in some of the studies where they, you know, something will be taken care of and then all of a sudden the person starts to get better as a whole.
Yeah. You know, I'll give you an example. That's one of my favorite examples. My father, you know, my father had arthritis really bad, some issues with like blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, and glaucoma of over 30 years. Now, the reason this is important is because I started giving him hydrogen only for his arthritis. That's all I was worried about, because he was in a lot of pain. He was on medication that greatly damages your liver. And a lot of people, I mean, I know somebody recently died from our medications for arthritis, because these medications are not good for you. They're dangerous. They don't fix the underlying problem. And eventually when you can't take them no more, they destroyed your liver or whatnot. Now you're really in a worse situation than you were at the beginning. And so with my father, all those issues are now gone. It was unbelievable. His glaucoma was one of the funniest stories because his doctors, you know, he went to the same medical clinic every single year to get his eyes checked to make sure he wouldn't go blind. And all of a sudden he's showing up, he's testing his negative. And they didn't even believe it. They didn't believe their own results. They said, okay, no, we know you have glaucoma, sir. You've been coming here for so long. And they had him come back and they repeated the test like 3 or 4 times until they finally just said, you know what? Something's wrong. We need to send you to a different specialist. And it took like half a year almost for him to get that appointment. But ultimately it really appears that his glaucoma is gone. And they said, we don't even know what to think. We've never seen anything like this. Wow. Since then, there is data now showing that hydrogen appears to have a potential positive effect on glaucoma. But when I was doing the hydrogen with him, there was no data yet at the time. And this kind of touches with what you're saying, because hydrogen just seems to affect everything and it seems to know what to do. So we don't have to worry about figuring out how to get it to go where it needs to go. I've created a protocol, which has been shown to be quite effective, but the way that hydrogen affects the gut and how the gut is linked to so many things, even more than what we know, right? In my opinion,
sure.
almost 80% of your immune system's in your gut. You know, that's big. And now we've realized the connection between the gut and the brain, as far as how it creates, like, for example, depression, whether it's serotonin and production of certain things that are linked to the gut. And we've seen how amazing hydrogen is for the gut. I just spoke to a woman a week and a half ago who emailed me and she said, this stuff, I had celiac disease for 40 years, she said. And she said, it was so painful. She said it was more painful than having a baby. I was like, whoa, that's pretty bad. Yeah. She had really bad celiac and she's been using the hydrogen, the method that I recommend because it's the best. And I'm only about the best when it comes to the health. Otherwise, if it can be harmful, I just don't recommend it. So I recommend the best hydrogen and then the protocol that seems to work the best, which I've been fine tuning for many years. And I give away for free, but now everybody's trying to copy it actually. And we should talk about that later. Cause it's, if you use the wrong equipment, it can be harmful. And that's exactly what happened. Some woman was landed in the hospital. She was using Brown's gas and trying to use my protocol and it ended up being really bad news. She ended up having kidney failure, but anyway, yeah, we can talk about that in a little bit if you'd like.
Yeah.
But ultimately, well, we can talk about that. So ultimately the lady with celiac disease, her celiac is gone. And she said, unreal, all the doctors, all this money, nothing could fix it. She followed my protocol, gone. She couldn't be happier. She was actually eating things that she could never eat before. And she said she was overdoing it because she was eating all sorts of crazy foods. And she just said, this is a miracle. And she said, the people need to know. And she started contacting a bunch of YouTubers. She's like, you guys have to interview this guy. So anyway, it was pretty wild.
Nice. No, that's awesome. Because I mean, I'm a doc, right? I see patients and I see what works, what doesn't. And I see a lot of people going through different gut protocols over and over and over again, and we're not getting things solved. And part of me is like, well, we have a lot of environmental things that we're working up against, but we're also, you know, dealing with humans who like to, you know, eat and, you know, find things that maybe aren't so great. Alcohol as well, you know, there's lots of temptations out there. And so, you know, I find that hydrogen's fascinating for that. And, you know, the whole concept you brought up about the Brown's gas is something that came out very strongly with a lot of patients of mine with COVID, you know, and with COVID long haulers and things of that nature. And I'm very intrigued by this gal who ended up using your protocol, but instead was using a Brown's gas machine. So let's first talk, because I want to know the protocol. I do want to hear about that. But before we go there, let's talk about the difference between, first and foremost, hydrogen gas versus hydrogen water in terms of a protocol, and then go into the Brown's gas so that folks kind of get the idea of the spectrum here. What is better or what works better, hydrogen water or hydrogen gas for treatment therapy?
All right. This has been a long time coming. Mm-hmm. You know, in Japan, they originally thought that hydrogen gas inhalation was the way to go because you get a lot of hydrogen in you that way. So they literally built equipment. Again, safety is key and proper levels is key to getting proper results. they built a device. It was supposed to be extremely affordable. You could use it at home, and it was $11,000. And although that may seem expensive for people to make hydrogen to a very high quality, like medical grade, it's expensive. You want to do, and that was actually cheap. 11,000 was cheap. And it was done safely. It was a Japanese device. The Japanese are very strict about things being safe and pure in their country. Their regulations are way more strict than America. And that's a whole other conversation. But yeah, that's why I really look to them for the best. And not only that, they're the best in the world at understanding hydrogen. They're the ones who discovered all this stuff, and they have all the scientific evidence. So they thought hydrogen gas was the way to go. Eventually, they started doing some studies on hydrogen water, mostly because it was observed in nature. I'm not sure if you're aware that there is nature, like Lourdes, France, for example, where they found molecular hydrogen in the water that was healing people. So they were like, oh, what's going on here? The Japanese discovered that there was hydrogen in the water. So of course, they carried out these lab tests, because in water, you have much lower amounts of hydrogen. And of course, everybody's like, more is better, right? You know, everybody wants more. Yeah, you always want to know. Yeah, you need to know the data as far as, you know, proper levels in order to be effective. And so what ended up happening is when they did the studies on the water, they found that the water was actually more effective than the gas.
Wow.
So this was a really big finding. To this day, they don't know why. And without like tooting my own horn or anything, I actually think I know exactly why the hydrogen water works better, but nobody in the world does yet. And I believe I can actually explain the whole process. But that's another conversation, because once I give that information, then what happens is all the companies and even the scientists copy the data that I present, because they try, like even my protocol, the protocol that I created has now been studied in studies. They've done 2 studies on it. My protocol worked the best. It worked better than anybody else's method. So my method, which is using, this was how I did it. Hydrogen water has certain effects on the body that the gas just doesn't. The gas inhalation has some ways that it affects the body that the water doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Which one ultimately is better or stronger? Well, if I had to just pick one, it's a little tough, but I would use the water, unless you're in an emergency. In emergency cases, they use the gas because it gets right in you very quick. The water is more like, it's almost like eating healthy every single day, you know, versus doing something extreme, like just fasting and losing a ton of weight or something. Mm-hmm. It's hard to describe, I guess, but the protocol that I created is based on certain data that I found in other fields. I use both of them in a specific way. And when I merged them, they began to do things that neither one of them did individually. Mm-hmm. And it still did all the benefits of each one. So you got individual benefits and then things that they'd never seen before. So that's how I created that protocol. And that's what I personally recommend, depending on what people are going through. Mm-hmm. Some people just drink the water, you know, it's that easy.
Yeah.
And they can do a lot of miraculous things for you.
I think a lot of people now might be thinking, okay, what's the difference then between structured water and Kangen water at this point, since we, you know, that's another big realm of things that are used in the health industry.
I can definitely answer that question. And it's really sad, you know, because the Kangen machine was great in the sense that it brought a certain awareness when it first came out. People think that the benefit was coming from the alkalinity of the water, which, by the way, is not true. It's already been proven what's going on. I mean, think about it for 1 second. If alkaline water is what's providing the benefit, then you could literally grab tap water and put a bunch of baking soda in it. Voila, you got alkaline water. Is that really going to solve the problems medically? No, it's not going to. And so what they discovered, the Japanese, in time, is that those Kangen machines were inadvertently making hydrogen by accident.
Ah.
But because those machines, much like the Brown's gas machines, the metal plates are inside the machine. And this is a problem, because you get buildup on there. And although you're still getting the alkaline water, or you think you're getting the Brown's gas or whatever, but you have these plates inside the machine, the plates are getting buildup and they're really not making much hydrogen, or they're making less. And sometimes they just stop making hydrogen completely, which is what happened with the Kangen machines. So some people would get benefit at the beginning, like in the first 2 months, maybe 3, they would get some benefits and they're like, oh my gosh, this stuff's working. And they did document that in Japan. They did see that it worked at the beginning. The problem is that in time, longer time, they started seeing it causing problems. Mm-hmm. And that's because your stomach is designed to be acidic. I mean, the reason for the acids in your stomach are to break down the food properly so that you can absorb the nutrition properly. And also to kill certain pathogens. You know, you don't want certain bacteria getting through to your GI. You know, you want to kill certain things with the acids. So as you age, you're actually making less and less stomach acids. This is a well-documented scientific fact. Yep. And as you're making less stomach acids, if you're ingesting something like this artificial alkaline water from ionization, what the Japanese discovered is that it's actually screwing with your stomach acids. You're making less and less, and it begins to cause GI issues. That's what in the long term of using something like Kangen. Not to mention that you're directly ionizing the water, which is not the way you want to make hydrogen, by the way. We've learned that now. And when you're directly electrolyzing water, you definitely run a risk of that you're leaching metals basically into your drinking water. And that's another issue that was happening with the Kangen machines and a lot of the cheap Chinese devices, the lack of metal technology and knowledge in metals. And so that's another issue. The Brown's gas devices use very cheap metal. And then they even use chemicals quite often like lye or sodium hydroxide, which breaks the metal down even more. It literally begins to rust. You can see in the tubing where you're inhaling the supposed great Brown's gas, they begin to turn brown. And you never want that. If you use the proper equipment, like the equipment that I use, the tube stays clean forever. It never gets dirty because hydrogen is actually the purest substance known to man. There's nothing more pure. It's literally more pure than oxygen. I mean, it's super, super clean. So you never would have to worry about, you know, giving it to whether it's a child or an elderly person with medical issues or whatever. Because more recently, somebody contacted me who has, they were giving their Brown's gas to a sick child and it wasn't going well. And I was so brokenhearted because the person didn't know any better until they saw that they were having issues. And then they found my channel and they're like, why is this happening? Then I explained to them, you don't ever want to use chemicals when making hydrogen. Even though a lot of the companies claim that they filter out the toxic gas, it's not true because you can't. You can only filter out so much through bubbling water. You're not going to get 100% of everything and it'll get through, you know? And so it causes a lot of issues, unfortunately. And for those who don't know, you know how many studies there are on Brown's gas proving that it's like amazing? Zero. There is not any scientific evidence that it actually is good or better than hydrogen. You know how many studies there are of molecular hydrogen? There's almost 2,000 studies. I mean, it's already medically approved. So we're talking about something that's already been thoroughly tested. The Japanese went through a lot of rigorous, they have like their own version of the FDA. Mm-hmm. And they went through a lot of rigorous, very strict scrutiny, and it was approved medically. So it's already approved. It's being used in hospitals in Japan. They know what it can do, and they definitely don't use Brown's gas. No Brown's gas is used in Japan by medical professionals. It's not what they recommend. And so people just don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's one of those things that, you know, it kind of came out. I'd never heard about it before COVID. No idea, you know, what it was, had to do some research to see what in the heck is this. And at that point, you know, still I'm no expert. So, you know, it is one of those things that I think it's important for folks to know kind of the difference. Now, another thing that I'm thinking about that I will get asked, where can folks find your research? Because I'll put that in our notes at drjkrausnd.com, folks. What journal?
Yeah. So if they want to look at the actual scientific research, then you can literally go to holyhydrogen.com. Okay. And they have a ton of the scientific, you have all these links to different studies that have been done, and there's been a lot of research.
Okay.
If they want it easy, because what I try to do, I have a YouTube channel. Yep. And it's called Uprising 144K. I give everything away for free. I don't charge for, you know, I don't charge for anything. And people have told me maybe that's a mistake because I've had doctors look at my YouTube channel and they're like, this is a gold mine. You have so much good information here. But I try to make it as easy as possible. So that way I don't get like deep into like, oh, what's the mechanism of, you know, this, that, or the other. I like to just focus on how do you make it? Make it easy for people. How do you make it? How should I be using this? And just keep it easy and real simple. We already know hydrogen's amazing. If you want to read the data, you'd be spending years like I did reading through it. But this is the difference that nobody really talks about. Have you ever noticed that a lot of the Brown's gas people will be talking about how amazing hydrogen is, right? They're showing all the scientific data about hydrogen. And then they tell you, yeah, use Brown's gas. It's like, wait a second. They're not the same thing. And that's where it gets very confusing. They're literally piggybacking on the hydrogen data. And then they say, hey, our Brown's gas has hydrogen in it. Yeah, but it also has a lot of other stuff in it you kind of don't really want. And I know a lot of people are like, well, oxygen's good. It puts out oxygen. Now, you as a doctor, I'm sure you understand, although oxygen's great, you don't want to be supplementing oxygen daily or regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It will begin to cause issues even with your red blood cells. Your body will adapt to getting too much oxygen. You don't want to do that, because then in the atmospheric pressure in the environment that you're in, your body is now adapted to getting extra oxygen, and you don't have that in your normal environment. Most people who get on oxygen, they almost never get back off. It's not a good thing, right. You know, and oxygen dehydrates you. That's why people get like the raw nose. It's very dehydrating. And with hydrogen, it's the opposite. It hydrates you. And so that's why the water actually affects your body differently than normal water. And I've seen this a lot also. And so, you know, it's very important to understand these factors. And of course, I don't like to talk about it too much, you know, like, but what happened is my protocol involves drinking the hydrogen water first and then inhaling the hydrogen gas second. When you inhale the gas second, it works better when you use the hydrogen water first. And I could go into details as to why, but that's just a simple answer, which is usually what I just give. I just give people the answer so they know how to do it. What happened is Brown's gas people watch my channel. Everybody watches my channel in the world of hydrogen. They're always taking my stuff. I started noticing that I would talk about something a couple months later, all of a sudden it's on somebody else's channel or they've done a study on it. So I saw the pattern of what was happening. But basically, they try to tell people to start doing that with Brown's gas. So they're bubbling it in the water. They're like, drink the water first and then inhale. And that started causing even worse problems for people using Brown's gas. So it's really something that people need, you know, to know. I don't like to bring it up. I don't like to say negative things. I don't want to hurt anybody. But it bothers me that people are getting hurt out there by doing things incorrectly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's huge. That's huge. Because I do know some patients of mine have Brown's gas machines, and you know, I don't want anybody to have any trouble either. So this is important for folks to hear. Now, along those same lines, about the same time when I started hearing about Brown's gas, I started to hear a lot about hydrogen capsules. And in my mind, I'm like, I could not wrap my head around recommending them, because I didn't understand how you could get hydrogen in a capsule and deliver it. So explain to us, what's the deal with hydrogen capsules and why is it still better to do the combination of the hydrogen in the water and the gas than a capsule?
So this is a really great question, because the so-called professionals recommend the pills a lot. And when I say the professionals, I'm not talking about the professionals in Japan, top notch. They don't recommend the pills. America is behind on their knowledge of hydrogen, unfortunately. And you have people who probably are just giving bad information. But the hydrogen pills, what they actually do is they create a chemical reaction. And so the chemical reaction ends up having hydrogen as a byproduct. Mm-hmm. The problem with the pills, and I've been preaching it for years, that it's a bad idea to do them, especially because I already saw what happened to some people. There was a really large group of people who actually all got on board. They had blood work done before the pills. They all did the pills regularly for 6 months. And 6 months later, all their liver numbers were worse, which was weird, because hydrogen has been shown to be amazing for the liver. And I've personally have spoken with people who have used hydrogen who had fatty liver disease and cirrhosis of the liver who were able to reverse it with hydrogen. So why were the pills doing this? Eventually, very recently, I think I released it about a week and a half ago, laboratory footage of the hydrogen pills being lab tested. Hallelujah, because although I've been preaching it for a long time and I knew that a chemical reaction with these pills was completely the wrong way to go, now we could see what actually happens in that lab test. If anybody wants to check it out and make sure to share it, it helps the algorithm, but it helps a lot of people learn about hydrogen and how to potentially do it, you know, properly versus improper ways. The problem is that they try to say that, oh, these pills have magnesium. Oh, so magnesium is good for you. That's what they try to promote. The problem is that we're getting back into metals again. Magnesium is a compound metal. So it could potentially have other metals in it that we don't even know about. And one of the things that I notice about the hydrogen pills when you drop them in water is that water ends up literally tasting like metal when you're done. The water turns gray. There is a film that's left over and it tastes like metal. And you don't really want to be ingesting that, because the theory in Japan is, which is why they didn't want to use pills over there anymore, is that these metals get lodged in your liver, which we already saw signs of these people's liver numbers get worse, so it might be correct, the reproductive organs, specifically for women, and that could potentially lead to dementia and Alzheimer's because of these particulates getting in your brain.
Wow.
And so that's the theory behind it. But when they were lab tested, I mean, I could tell you some of the results, though I really encourage people to go check it out because I think it's so cool to watch. But one of the things that happened to the water, and this is the issue with the Kangen machines also, hydrogen is actually pH neutral. So if you make it properly, it shouldn't really change the pH of the water that much. When you drop the pills in water, the water literally turns to acid water. The pH before they started was like 7.6. After the pill dissolved, it was 4.6, I think, or something. So it turned it into acid water, which is not a good idea either. You know, you really don't want to do that, in my opinion, at least. And so that was one of the issues with that. Not to mention the chemical and God knows what else is in those pills. And they're actually the most expensive way of using hydrogen also. And you don't get the levels that they're claiming. That was another thing the lab test showed. They actually tested how much hydrogen they were really, really dissolving into the water, which was a big eye opener because the amount of hydrogen that it was dissolving, if you know anything about how to use hydrogen properly and the proper levels you need, it wasn't even close to what you would need, like medically. So you would have to use a ton of these pills every single day, which becomes even more of a problem because you're exposing yourself to this more and more. So there's just a lot of issues with the pills, not to mention that then you can't inhale the hydrogen gas either. So it's just the water. Yeah. So that's kind of a problem. I hope that answers your question. This was actually really cool too. Have you ever heard of these? All right, so this is interesting. Supposed, I hate to say this, gosh, I don't like saying anything negative, but supposed experts claim that this measure hydrogen with these little drops. There's another company that makes them too. They're called H2 Blue. So they tell you, this is how you know if you have enough hydrogen in your water. And when they would put these drops and test the pills, the results were like off the charts, right? They had massive amounts of hydrogen. But when it was lab tested with actual equipment that is designed to measure hydrogen, because this is not the proper way. This is just a simple $50 product that is not a lab. When they would lab test, the lab showed that it wasn't producing that much hydrogen. So the proper testing equipment showed much less than this. And why were these testing so high? Well, we don't know exactly, but my hunch based on my research is that it's interacting with the metals. So it makes it look like you're getting these really high numbers, but you're actually, it's interacting with metal. Same thing happened with, I released a lab test on these little hydrogen bottles that are from China. I don't recommend these at all, by the way, for many reasons. Some people don't believe me. These now have been lab tested, and you can see for yourself, again, the amount of hydrogen that they claim versus what they actually make. And then you can see that the blue drops, again, were interacting with something, making it look like it was testing again really high. Again, I think it was the metals that end up leaching off, because those Chinese, the ones that are made in China, Korea, Taiwan, all the H2 bottles, by the way, they all at the core of them are using Chinese technology. They're using Chinese metals. And China doesn't have a very good track record as far as their metal technology. Even when we were importing steel to America, they would say it's grade A. It would arrive to America, and they're like, America's like, this is not grade A. You know? And so it's just been a huge issue in the world of hydrogen that nobody talks about. So I'm glad that you're kind of shedding light on this. It's important.
Yeah. You know, I just, at the base of it, I was like, something's not right. Why would you put it in a capsule? And, you know, obviously for other reasons, I didn't know about all the metal situation. And I mean, part of what's wrong with a lot of folks is we have metals stuck in our bodies. And so now if we're adding more, now we're going to have a heck of a lot more issues. And you know, man, so that's a good thing to know about those. I definitely didn't recommend them, but won't be recommending them anyway. Now, of course, I think a lot of people are probably sitting here going like, all right, so what's the machinery? What is Holy Hydrogen? And, you know, guys, Greg is a spokesperson for the company, does not work for them. He just loves their technology. And that's why he's here today to talk about them. So let's talk about Holy Hydrogen, why you love the technology and why that's the what's included in your protocol. Let's talk about that.
And you know, full disclosure, I do have I am an affiliate with them at this point. So I mean, you know, but what people don't understand is that I could have become an affiliate of any company I wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, there's plenty of hydrogen companies out there. Being more transparent. A lot of them offered me a lot more money because everybody in the world of hydrogen, they tend to know who I am and they wanted me to promote their product. The thing about what I wanted to do, because I was sick, I wanted to just have the best when it came to hydrogen. And because I knew what data to look for, and I've been doing it for so many years, that the data led me to Holy Hydrogen. It led me to this particular company, and more than the company, their product. That's all I really cared about. Mm-hmm. People can attack the individual. Like if people want to attack me and say, oh, you know, this guy is just doing it for other reasons. It's all about the product, you know, same thing with Brown's Gas. Some people will attack, you know, a seller or something or say great things. I don't care about the person. I hate to say that. I just care about the product, the technology. What exactly are we using here? And is it going to give us the results that we're looking for? That's all that matters to me. Holy Hydrogen has a machine that is literally, you know, you cannot, I thought I could make my own hydrogen device and I was trying to do something like that. No way. You're never going to be able to make anything like this. You know, the Holy Hydrogen device was made by top engineers from top industries in Japan. I mean, we're talking Toyota engineers were involved, by the way. We're talking G-Shock engineers. We're talking Yamaha. And we're talking a company, I can't remember the name of it. It's a Japanese company that specializes in making metals in such a way that they literally have a patent on how to make the proper metal. So literally nobody in the world can actually really make this equipment at this time other than this. And the Japanese, it's weird because a lot of people don't understand their culture and they don't understand that the industries actually help each other rather than fight against each other. They work together. And that's something that's very Japanese, you know, just because one's Mitsubishi and Yamaha and Toyota or Honda, they think that they're all fighting against each other. No, they all work together and they develop a lot of technology together and it's better to work together and it supports their country. So the gentleman who wanted to design this new machine, he actually, it's a really sad story. He has a daughter who has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And he was told that his daughter would not make it past the age of 5. She was going to die. And that was very sad. And he saw the data on hydrogen. He knew about hydrogen and he wanted to develop the best hydrogen machine for home use. That's what his goal was. And so he went to all these industries. Can you imagine going to Toyota and say, hey, can you help us with this little thing? Hey, G-Shock, can you help us with that? You know, all these little things that would need to be part of making this device. Nobody at the time of day. It was a small industry, hydrogen, you know, it's getting bigger, but it's still a small industry compared to the automotive world or even Apple or any of these compute, you know, all these big time companies. And so he asked for help and he did get the help and they developed all this technology, a lot of one-offs. That's why they're so amazing. This is why I love them, right? Because in my heart, I wanted, if I would have had the know-how or the connections, I would have loved to build something like this, but I didn't. I didn't have any of these connections to all these big industries in Japan. And, you know, I'm not like a super connected, you know, businessman or anything of this nature, you know, but thank God that somebody did it. And this device ended up surpassing all expectations. The hydrogen, the quality of the hydrogen that was being made was so good that they started literally using it in medical centers. It was that good. Wow. And they would never do that with clearly with a Brown's Gas device. I remember showing a Brown's Gas device to Japan one time because I had some questions about it. It was one of the first times that they actually felt offended. And I thought that was weird because Japanese are so polite. And I'm like, why do you guys feel offended? They said, the fact that you're comparing that to the Hydrofix, like their device, they said, it's like comparing Michael Jordan to like a, you know, a child. It's like, it's just not even close. And it's almost a little bit of a slap in the face because they designed something that was just so amazing. That guy's daughter, by the way, she's now like 12, 13 years old.
Wow.
And so it made a massive difference in her health and her body just dramatically. And she was getting, this is interesting because it's similar to a virus out there. I don't know how much we can say on your channel.
You here. Can say COVID is fine.
Oh, okay. I don't want to get you in trouble, but basically she was getting chronic lung infections with her Lou Gehrig's disease. And we're talking weekly, just regularly. Starts using the hydrogen, almost never gets a lung infection anymore. And so it helped dramatically with that. And they've already actually been using hydrogen for that virus because of the anti-inflammatory effects, how it can potentially help regulate your immune response. There's some new data actually about COVID coming out of Japan, which is fascinating. I think none of the world has even heard it yet. I could share it on this show first if you'd like.
Yeah.
And it has to do with long COVID. They made some very big discoveries on long COVID, which a lot of people are suffering from. Oh, just a massive amount of people. I believe it's almost 50% of people who got COVID. It's like 40 something percent, if I recall.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I heard on the news today, one in three people who had COVID will develop long hauler. So I mean, almost 50%, and you were looking at, you know, a good third. So
yeah, it's big. But the Japanese, they recently made a big discovery about that. And if you want to go down that road, we can. I can try to continue the path that we're on. But basically, they made this piece of equipment, and he knew the importance of water and the gas. So the machine, he designed it specifically to make both the gas inhalation and the water at the highest level. When I say the highest level, they're actually using a new patented technology that nobody in the industry has. And the company calls it Vive, V-I-V-E. What I call the technology is expanded metal. It's really long. It's like expanded metal hydrogen induced vibrational technology. What they're doing is it's almost similar to structured water, mm-hmm. but what they're doing is they're literally structuring what water is made of, because water is made of H2O. It's made of H2. It's made of molecular hydrogen. And they're structuring literally the hydrogen gas within the water. I mean, it's total next level stuff that the world has never seen anything like it. It just recently came out, and it's so amazing. You know, these guys are just light years ahead of everybody in the world of hydrogen, kind of similar to like Tesla, you know, the electric cars.
Yeah.
I mean, they're light years ahead of everybody. They're faster cars. They have longer range. They're just superior, you know, to everybody in the automotive industry when it comes to electric cars. Same thing for hydrogen. These guys are just light years ahead of everybody. And they made it affordable. That was the big thing, you know. The device that made, the $11,000 device that made hydrogen gas safely and cleanly, the Hydrofix outperformed it.
Wow.
There was a test done on it. It formed it. And it's much cheaper. It's under $2,500. So it's so affordable for home use. And they're very reliable. That was a big thing. There's a lot of reliability issues in the world of hydrogen. So that was another thing that they really touched on. The Japanese made it. It's like the Toyota of hydrogen machines, you know, really extremely well built and reliable and lab tested and lab certified. So that way, you know, that it's making the amount of hydrogen that is showing you. They have like a certification. Mm-hmm. And it shows you like what equipment was used to test it, what the numbers came out, what data was tested on. I mean, it gives you all this information. So that way, you know, you're getting what you're paying for. Whereas most of the industry, nobody lab tests, and they just tell you, oh yeah, you're getting this much. Just trust us, you know, but all the lab testing I've seen is nothing's come out. Nothing has shown to have the numbers that a company's claiming. And I kind of hate to say this. I've kind of learned that I'm not sure you can trust China, that the numbers they give us, it just don't seem accurate ever. So
that definitely
hard to say.
We've learned over the years, haven't we? But definitely in terms of the Hydrofix, I think this is something that, you know, folks, you can go over to the Holy Hydrogen. It's called the Lourdes, named after the city, right? A Hydrofix.
It's the 2022 Lourdes or Lourdes Hydrofix Premium. Mm-hmm. The premium edition is a model that in Japan is only able to be provided medically. They're so strict that you literally would have to be a doctor to get their premium grade model. But when they started selling throughout the world and in America, they made the premium edition, which is their highest end model, the best you can get. And they also designed it. It cost more money, but they had to make it to be able to be used internationally because, you know, electricity and whatnot. So internationally, so that it would be able to be more reliable, have issues, and be able to make hydrogen properly. So yeah, the premium edition is as good as it gets.
Wow. Okay, folks, we'll put all the details, of course, at drjkrausnd.com in my notes. Now, we've talked about gut, we've talked about glaucoma, we've talked about COVID long haulers. Is hydrogen helping with those? I was asked by some of my patients who have mold issues. And some of my folks, we've gotten to the point where they're struggling to take humic and fulvic acid to pull the mold out of the system. They can't get the binders in. What have you seen with mold and hydrogen? That's kind of like the big burning question from my group at this moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is actually something that I have seen. There is some data actually that shows that it is good for, you know, mold toxicity. But I actually know somebody personally. It was a really terrible story because it almost killed them. It was that bad. And she, at first, what she used was activated charcoal. Mm-hmm. You know, this really helped at the beginning. And then for the long term, of course, lots of hydrogen water. And she made a complete 100% recovery. Doesn't bother her at all. So it really helped because she had it really bad. She ingested mold, and it turned out that she was also allergic to it. So that just made it even worse and perpetuated the problem. And I was really concerned. I thought it was going to kill her. It seemed to have gone to her brain, and she was having issues with the nerves. And it was just utter mess, weird pain. And it was really bad. But the activated charcoal at first, just to pull out as much as you could. And then that hydrogen regularly. And it took months, though. That's the thing about hydrogen. It doesn't work overnight. Mm-hmm. I really try to emphasize this to people because we know the data at this point, and I know what I've seen. For my father, for all his issues, pretty much to go away took 6 to 8 months of regular use. The woman with celiac disease, I believe, was around 8 months also. Somebody more recently took 15 months before their issue went away. And my father's glaucoma took 3 years. So after 2 years of using hydrogen and he was still testing positive for glaucoma, I had given up on glaucoma. I thought, well, okay, it was great for arthritis. It was great for diabetes. It was great for blood pressure and cholesterol issues. So what if it didn't fix the glaucoma? I mean, hydrogen is not going to fix everything, right? That's what I thought. And then on the third year, he started testing negative, and I was like, what? So I've realized that hydrogen is like eating healthy or having a healthy lifestyle. It's something that you're just going to do for the long term. Mm-hmm. And the good news is that the Japanese have made it extremely easy for us. The HydroFix, the hydrogen generator, is like the size of a coffee maker. It's small, it's light, and it's as easy as drinking water. You know, I mean, it's so easy. So you develop it as part of your protocol is what I did.
Wow. And so it's basically an everyday kind of thing in terms of.
Yeah.
And if you travel, it sounds like it's not that bad to travel with.
It's not bad to travel with, but I remember this with my father also. So he's doing great. And then they're going to go, him and my mother, you know, want to go on a vacation or something. And they will literally be gone for like a month, and they don't even take the hydrogen machine with them. Mm-hmm. They'll leave, and literally for 1 month, he still doesn't have any issues, because we're not talking about going off a medicine that's masking symptoms. We're talking about something that appears to literally fix the core problem. So he totally goes fine without it. But I remember one time he went without it, and he wasn't being very strict. And it took about 4.5 months, and his symptoms started to creep in again, his arthritis. And then he immediately started getting back on the hydrogen again and doing the protocol, and it went away again. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that, you know, it's for the long term, just like living a healthy lifestyle. But if you have a cheat day, or if you go on a 1 or 2 week vacation, or even a month, it's probably not going to be that big of a deal. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. That's good to know. Because I think a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, do I have to be tied to this thing? Like you said, it's a habit, right? It's like drinking, you know, purified water, whatnot. It's the same kind of thing in this case. Now, of course, folks are listening and they're probably going like, wow, this is really cool. Is there anyone that should not use a hydrogen machine? Is there anyone that should not ingest hydrogen?
All right. So the first thing I always want to tell people when it comes to that is, well, it depends on how you make it. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're like, for example, the hydrogen pills, if you read the fine print, hey, don't give it to a pregnant woman who's breastfeeding or anything, right? Mm-hmm. If you were making it properly, I would think that there's no issues. In fact, it'd be good for a pregnant woman. It might even actually help with producing more milk, actually. Sure. You know, there's a lot, and a lot of women, you know, who are pregnant suffer from certain medical issues, like, for example, like preeclampsia, you know, and these things actually appear to come from the oxidative stress. Your body's under a lot of stress, creating new life. And there seems to be radical damage, you know, a baby's inside of you, you know, going to the bathroom inside of you, basically, and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
And so it's very important. Not only that, obviously, nutritionally, you need more. Hence, the reason they tend to prescribe things like a multivitamin, you know, prenatal multivitamin, things of this nature. And so, in my opinion, if it's made properly and safely, then it's totally fine. Hydrogen is the purest substance known to man. The only thing that I would caution people with is, let's say you're on medication for high blood pressure. I've seen this a million times, by the way. So let's say you're on blood pressure medication, right? Because normally you're high. So you're taking this medication to have you at the right levels. When you start using hydrogen, it does one of two things, or actually it does both, in my opinion. One, it begins to fix the issue. So your blood pressure drops more because you're taking in medication to drop it in the first place. Now it's dropping too far, which is not a good thing, right?
Right.
And then second, hydrogen seems to enhance the positive attributes to things that I've noticed. Like if you take a multivitamin, you get greater absorption. If you're taking it with a pharmaceutical drug, it makes that drug work better. So now that drug pushes your blood pressure even lower. Mm-hmm. And so what I've seen without fail is that, and I warn people and they won't listen to me sometimes, and they'll be like, oh, I'm fine. And all of a sudden I remember this woman, and this has happened a lot. It's just one of many women who told me this. Her blood pressure was too low, way too low. She goes, it's never been that low ever, no matter how much medication they tried to give her before. It was too low. And she was, you know, she felt dizzy and having some symptoms, goes to the doctor, and they're like, holy cow, your blood pressure is really low. So they have to lower the medication. And so, which is a good thing, right? Because we, if less pharmaceuticals in our body, I mean, most of them are genotoxic, you know, we don't really want to be on pharmaceuticals. So they have to lower it. And eventually after time, they ended up removing the medication altogether. So it resolved, you know, the issue. Same thing goes with people with diabetes. So if you're using insulin to regulate your blood glucose level, you got to watch out, because using hydrogen helps regulate blood glucose and you might have it drop too low. So it's not that hydrogen is potentially dangerous, but if you're going to be using it in a real therapeutic manner, you're going to want to watch out for these things so that you don't get yourself in a dangerous, you know, zone.
Yeah, no, it's really important. And it makes sense. I mean, ultimately, the bottom line is, folks, why are you doing this? You want to get off the meds anyway. So, you know, hoping that your doctor will work with you, if not, find a different doctor. That's always my opinion on that. Because the reality is, you want someone who's a partner in your health, not somebody who's a dictator in your health. And so, you know, that is a big factor. A lot of docs don't know about hydrogen. So it's kind of weird, or you know, let's put it this way, voodoo to a lot of folks out there. But, you know, when there's lots of research studies that you can throw on their desk or email to them, you know, that's definitely going to give a lot more validity to it. And so, folks, you heard Greg talk about all the research. And, you know, we have data here to help support you in your mission. And I'll definitely make sure that I get all the links for you as well.
Though if you were to tell your doctor about Brown's gas, you won't be able to show any data. So that would be difficult. But if you're talking about, you know, pure hydrogen, I've had a lot of doctors, you know, who've contacted me, and also a lot of patients who want to show their doctor something. I've actually talked to biologists and chemists, people who work in the pharmaceutical field. And when I talk to them about hydrogen, they always react the same way. They're always like, oh, this sounds like a bunch of crap. They're really kind of standoffish. They're not really listening or engaging with you anymore. And then what I just stopped the conversation. I said, look, why don't you go read the data first? And once you actually have a little bit of knowledge, then let's talk. And I usually get a call back within 4 days to 6 days, almost without fail. And the very first thing they tell me is, oh my God, this stuff's amazing. I don't know how I didn't know about it. There's so much data. You can find it on PubMed, peer-reviewed studies. I mean, we're talking legitimate stuff here. Mm-hmm. And so then they become big proponents of it and big believers. They just need to see that data.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line. And, you know, obviously that's why I'm doing the podcast, want folks to hear more about it, want patients to hear more about it and learn kind of what the real scoop is on hydrogen. Cause it is a big deal for folks to know what works, what doesn't, cause I don't want anyone, one, getting hurt, two, you know, wasting their money in the long run. So Greg, my goodness, we've been through so much different things on hydrogen. I think we could probably talk for days, cause I definitely have more questions, but at this point I think we'll let the folks in their attention spans take a break. And sure. Folks can find you over at YouTube at Uprising144K. Where else can they find you? Where are some other spots?
Well, a lot of Twitter, but they can find me on Twitter. I mean, I think they look for Hydrogen Man or The Hydrogen Man or Uprising144K. I don't even remember. You know, it's one of those. I think I'm on Facebook, but I never really paid much attention to it either. I did recently open, I'm doing a little experimenting with, have you ever heard of Odyssey?
No.
Boy, this is really blowing my mind, actually. I just learned about it myself. Odysee. I think they chose the wrong name because it's not going to be easy to remember how to spell Odyssey. Yeah. But it's just like YouTube and kind of like Rumble. But the cool thing about Odyssey that I noticed is that their functionality, boy, it functions really well. And what I actually did is I synced up my YouTube with Odyssey because YouTube has threatened to pull down my channel a few times. And I almost lost years of work because, I mean, this has really been a work from the heart. I've been making all these videos for people literally for free and giving out all this information. So for that to be deleted would just break my heart. And Odyssey, now it's all backed up there. So the videos are there also if people don't want to be on YouTube. For me, it really doesn't matter which one they want to use. It's just putting it out there. I'm on Rumble, but I don't have as many videos out on Rumble.
Okay.
So, you know, YouTube is my biggest platform, but there's a lot of information. And then you guys, when they go to Holy Hydrogen, again, the scientific data is there, and they have a lot of videos, and they put up a lot of mine too. And a lot of hydrogen companies take my videos. It's kind of funny. They take my videos and put it on their sites, and then they edit them to make sure that they take out that I recommend the Lords, and then they try to sell Chinese products. It's kind of funny, but everybody in.
Yeah. Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.